Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm trying to make it a downtrodden rejoin Friday if I can. Plus, this is for Ann Benner. Big fan. What are you doing over there?
Fixing my microphone.
Who is this?
What's wrong with your mic? Who is this? Yeah, it'll come to you in a second.
Billy Joel?
Yeah.
Your mom was a big fan of Billy Joel? Okay, I didn't know.
I took her to...
Also work on her mom's book in addition to mine.
Well, this is her mom's wedding anniversary, so I thought I'd play it for her.
Are you? No.
Oh, okay.
God, you're so gullible. Come here, little Matt, man. Some place we can have a little fun for a few
Matt
minutes.
Fly.
I saved my money and I took her to see Billy Joel and...
You took your money and did that?
Yeah.
She's letting you know she didn't get free tickets from the station.
No, it was my money. It was in California.
It's like when I got my mom tickets to see Kelly Clarkson at the Peace Center that time.
Matthew, they got a bar. I don't like it.
One of my cousins says, I wish you could have got me a pair. I said, I didn't get a pair. I bought them just like... It's like, what property we got here that's going to help us get Kelly Clarkson? Not them bozos.
These maybe now, but not. We didn't have them then.
We didn't have them bozos. Them bozos never.
Oh man!
I literally think if I was outside on fire, one of them would walk by and pass me by to go to a porta john. I really think so. Nevertheless,
well, doesn't kill you makes you strong. Stand a little taller.
Happy wedding anniversary to Billy Joel.
Doesn't make me lonely when I'm alone. Ugh. She's singing the whole time.
This is a very like. Is this an inspirational song to people, or is this, to me, it's like, oh my God.
He said he wanted to write a folk song, and this is as close as he ever got.
Oh.
But, you know, there's a lot of New York references in this song, too, that I don't know.
And then this song is, what's the title for those that are podcasting later?
Ah, dang it, what is it?
You lazy bastards.
Downeaster Alexa.
Oh.
Evidently, it's something to do with, you know, I guess the Long Island sound and all that stuff.
Oh.
So the show that we saw was Billy Joel. And Elton John.
Oh, in Clemson?
California.
Oh, they made a ton of money. That's when Billy Joel was on his alcoholic kick, too.
When they had their dueling pianos.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing?
It was amazing.
I hate that word now.
Well, I can't play piano like that, so.
No, that is, I hate the word amazing, how so overused. Like, food will come out. Oh, my God, that sandwich looks amazing. Like, what does that mean? Amazed. Amazed means your mouth is just like...
Gobstopped.
Oh, my God. Like, amazed is holy S. Holy S.
Yeah.
That's amazed. Amazed is you're speechless.
That's how I felt.
She said gobstopper.
You're amazed by his music. I'm saying the word itself is... It's like the word super now has no value.
Yeah, it's overused. And
I'm super excited. I'm super busy. I'm super
so
horny.
Excited.
What's up, Jug?
I've never said I'm super horny.
Well, I didn't say everything I heard about you, woman.
What's another overused one? There's one on the tip of the tongue.
Superman. Nah, that one's good.
It's hard to top super. That's one that is.
Super. I love that. I'm obsessed is another one that I can't stand now. You're obsessed with a coffee flavor, you nut?
I heard somebody say it the other day and I can't think of what it is.
All I think about is this coffee flavor. Screw my kids. That's why I left the one in the car that day. I'm obsessed with this coffee.
I'm obsessed with caramel.
I'm amazed by it. It's amazing.
Oh, this
I'm
coffee
super horny
is amazing.
For this. I love
super
love.
Horny sounds good, though.
Yeah. Well, there's maybe a sequel album for Two Live Crew.
It is Friday.
Super horny.
We'll see what you get into.
You never
sitting
know.
Sitting at home watching Arsenio Hall.
Super horny.
That's a song now. It's like, what do you mean, watching Arsenio Hall? The kids are like, what? What is
like,
that?
Who was that? Was that the guy from Coming to America, Daddy?
They think doing the butt
that
means,
old movie
you know.
You watch.
I'm super horny. That's my alter ego.
What that means is every time when we fat boys especially will text Jug during the race. I said, Jug, what happened there? Like, Jug's got his phone there, and he's going around turn three,
did.
And he's like, and then, Jug, how you feeling? Jug. What's his one-word response? Jug, how you feeling after the race? Horny.
Liar.
No, it is. So I told him, I said, dude, you need to make a horny jug t-shirt and sell it. Dude, that guy, I swear, what a personality that he doesn't share with the world except through our show only. His social media, he like the son of a gun. I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but like when he was.
Would it matter?
No, he would still do it.
Yeah, it would matter.
Yeah, I know. I just like busting anyway, you. Hangers.
He skydove.
Scott, which he's done a lot, by the way.
Yeah, but like
it's got to be worn off at this point.
It just it sent it, you know. Just I was like, put that on your social media, man. Like this, some of the stuff.
And the guy wasn't wearing pants.
No,
his tandem
jumper. And oddly enough, Jug was on his back, which is weird.
Oh my God! What if it's not Jug? No, say it's somebody else. Back. What if the guy's on somebody else's back, and the chute's not working? And he's like, oh, no, man, we're going to die. Look, we're just going to, like, splat.
That's a horrible
Do you care
feeling.
If I do this to you real quick?
It was on my bucket list.
What if he drops his
pants?
Well,
it rhymed with bucket list, but I can't say it
God.
Right now.
He's like, God, I'm about I'm to, like, not only am I going to get splatted to death when they find this, he's going to be stuck where you don't need to be stuck.
Like, even worse. Like, I might be in front of you by the time we get to the bottom of this thing. Somehow we go switch places. So I'm just going to go right through you. I'm going to come out like the alien out of your stomach.
Officers of dispatch. We got the. They died in the 69, it looks like.
Oh, God dang it. You see that one video? Where, because the video is like on the guy's hand, the camera or whatever. So he's like, look at my hand. And Jug's like, hey, what's up? You know? But there's this one video where the guy runs into a bird and it messes up the parachute. Really
oh,
bad.
God.
I'm like, I just need to. I wouldn't have done it already. That's another reason why I wouldn't do it. Mother Nature.
Did he make it?
What if he refuses to open the chute unless you, you know, drop trail?
He's like, yeah. He's like, dude, you got
it's like chicken.
It's like, take your pants off.
How many pumps you gonna be able to get in before we hit the ground? I mean, is it even worth it? You gotta give me 24 hours notice.
You're like, I don't care.
Are you ready to die?
I just showered this morning. You try to talk the guy out of it. Like, no, come on, dude. It's like, no. I have cancer, though, and it was on my bucket list. You know, I'm too old for Make-A-Wish and all this stuff.
I gave away the plot to Drop Zone. But...
Well, you're gonna die anyway. What does it matter? What's my Make-A-Wish? My Make-A-Wish is to not ever have to do anything like this. So we're even.
Do you get too old for a Make-A-Wish, or is it just
yeah,
what kind of condition
you're
in?
I thought you had to be a child.
It's, I think, 16. I think it's 16.
Are you serious?
Oh, that's, yeah. I mean, extend it. That's a little...
I've said before 18. That I...
30.
I would love to be at a place in life where you can do, like, an adult Make-A-Wish. I'm not even being funny. Like, not anything like... Man, I've always wanted Meat Lita Ford. I mean, if
like,
that's your thing,
like
she's,
a good one.
She's likely available. But yeah, something we could turn into a reality show for sure. And you just find some dude who, God bless him, he's worked his ass off and he's always wanted to go see blah, 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 or this or that. And you take it and you document it and you monetize it.
Yeah,
you still make his dream come true.
And, it
and at the end, you say,
who's terminally
shortly after we filmed this, Aloysius passed away. But at least he got to see
Aloysius the Third,
Tony Orlando and Doan perform in Branson, Missouri. We got to keep it low because it's not going to be a big budget season one.
Yeah,
but I'm
that's
doing it
the
for the people. I'm doing it for the people, not for the ratings.
Oh.
Say, look, if you want to see Tony Orlando, it's on the table.
I want to see Tony Orlando in Orlando.
Well, yeah. That's not the thing. It's the cover band. It's Tony. It's like Kenny from Chesney. You want to see him?
Tony Orlando and
Kenny
Donk.
Orlando.
No.
You're going to see the Osmonds, but it's not Donnie or Marie.
It's no, it's be the other ones.
Yeah, see, with the other Osmonds, whichever ones are left.
You know, Michael Jackson had some siblings. Do you realize that? Oh, God, please be Janet. Ladies and gentlemen, Tito Jackson.
We're not taking you to the Carpenters. It's a bunch of men building a house.
The Jackson 3.
Wait, where Reby at? No. My boss was a Jewish carpenter. Were they really? I didn't know they converted. No.
God, I forgot about this shirt. Sure.
There's the one. He's still...
it was like, God is my co-pilot.
God. Yeah. Well, I mean...
You should be the pilot.
Yeah.
You should be the co-pilot.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brathen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brathen wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but like, I like to say, you know, Jesus should always take the wheel.
You should.
You know, I think every once in a while, give him a break.
Oh, how about a sign that says, Jesus, take the wheel, because I'm about to burn one. Do they still say that?
They don't even say left-handed cigarette anymore.
Yeah, that's an old reference.
I think it's so, like, commonplace now. It's like, hey, man, you want to go get, huh?
Left-handed cigarette, huh?
You want to go get turnt? Left-handed cigarette, yeah. Go burn one. Like you say, so you want to go out back behind the bar and stuff? What are you going to shoot me or are we going to get
high? Yeah, old yeller.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Yeah, let me keep this going.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah.
He's getting lazy on the rejoin.
You know what? I just switched it out because I feel like banging some heads.
All right.
If you ever wondered if you got balls, you're about to find out. Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah, fatty. You like that? You like hair metal, fat ass? Yeah, I got something for you.
I was just saying that I'm so comfortable right now in the chair that I'm like rocking back. Not my usual like. Anxious rock, but like
swaying,
chilling. I'm about to rock myself to sleep. So if you got any colicky babies, bring them up here. I'll just sling them on my shoulder while I just sit here and talk.
Nah, you got to bounce them off your knee there, buddy. That's how that works.
We have people on hold. Fat Boy says there's a special one to get. So you know what sucks about saying that is when we don't go to you on hold, it seems like you're not special. And that's
exactly what it means.
Well, I just realized by saying that, it's literally saying, oh, they're going to come to me now. And then we're not. And then you'd be like, oh, no.
You're the guest picker, bud.
So.
You decide who makes the cut?
No, I'm not. I don't know which one you think is this, but you said one of these. I think you said one of these is real good.
One's a surprise.
Oh, so yeah. Let's go from worst to first then.
Okay.
God dang it.
No. She's through.
No, then. Oh, man. I'd love to see them in concert, but man, he's.
You want to see it now?
Didn't you no. the last time?
Watch Axl when fall on the stage?
Didn't you see him when they were at the well?
No.
Oh, that was Slash that fell on the stage. He was running across the stage and just wiped out.
That Halloween show. I took the money that night. We were offered money to do a bar party, or you could go to Guns N' Roses for free and not make money. So I went to the party.
Oh, I went to Guns N' Roses.
Well, Axl was late anyway. They couldn't do a whole show.
Yeah, I know. He didn't even start till November 1st, right?
All you people wait till when Lil Wayne comes. He's notoriously late. And there's a curfew, so you might get a half a show for all that money you spent on those tickets.
Did you know that... A lot of people think he uses the cologne at concerts, too. It's not just Usher. It's also Lil Wayne, because Lil Wayne's got six-pack abs now and no tattoos.
It could be in the massage.
Where do the tattoos go? Hmm. Where do you make it? It's like, I can't do a little Tunchi. How would he say it? Like, give me six-pack abs. And sometimes he talks very like eloquent though. I wonder if it's all the work.
Man. It's kind of like Cat Williams with a vocal fry a little bit.
Yeah, the older he gets, do you remember the part in E.T. where E.T. dresses in drag?
Allowed to watch that.
Puts
part.
On the wig and the little hat with the flower on it or whatever, and he's got on the what do you call that little jacket that like a shawl is what he's doing.
Oh, his little head cover or whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody say jacket.
Well, that's what he looks like now, as I'm saying.
What did you say about? We had an ET reference off the air yesterday, and I can't remember what it was, but it was hilarious.
I can't say it. It was real bad.
But it was something about just his finger.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember all the dirty stuff.
Well, yeah. And I said I wanted to work clean this hour.
Okay.
Well. Good luck there, bud.
All right, for real. Let's get at least two calls in.
I've already said the word that rhymes with Dolores twice.
Well,
Dolores?
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. And the word that rhymes with Mulva.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, nobody can agree what that exactly is.
They're very safe cars. John Voight owned one.
He did. He had his pencil in there with his bite marks on it.
All right. I'm just going to pick one and go because you clearly are just wanting to talk.
I know.
And not take calls.
The point.
We don't have time for one now.
God, this is why I wish we had video all the time. That look just then was great.
That look you gave me.
I just gave you like a gem from The Office look.
What you talking
about? I just
about,
turned
Willis?
My head like... I like Michael Myers then.
If we had a gym in the office, I'd quit.
I'm like a dog that doesn't understand what you're trying to say. Well,
What if we had to sit on Pilates ball?
Let's go Carson on line one.
Carson.
I'm going to get at least one in.
Carson, I think that's what it
Carson,
is.
Carson, is this the good call? That Fat Boy? No, it's not. Hello?
Hello.
What's up, bud? Hey, bud.
Hello.
What's up?
Good morning.
Oh, it's a kid.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What did you think was a slow adult?
I thought it was some kind of harmonizer, some kind of voice thing or whatever.
You thought it was a restart. That's what you thought.
I thought it was Lil Wayne at first. I really did. Carson, what's up?
What? Hello.
Hey, I can't tell your age, and I don't know if it's okay that I ask you that.
Well, you should.
Okay. How old are you, Carson?
Six.
Six.
Oh, he's
first grade.
Very nice. Oh, going to school?
Yeah.
Well, you better keep going there, bud.
Yeah, stay in school.
Yeah.
I mean, I never had a choice. They would always say, stay in school. Please. And I would like, I never had a choice.
But
Carson, you know, I don't know how mom feels or her dad or whatever, but like, stay in school for real. Even if they say they don't care, stay in school, okay?
Have you?
Yeah,
I got a question for mom.
I scared actually. Him. Really did.
Was mom there?
Yes.
Okay. Have you?
He's not sure what to say.
I understand. Oh, yeah. That was a big question.
I got like that too.
I like hearing this song every morning.
Oh, well, I appreciate you listening every morning. In fact, I'm glad, kids, you're going to hate this. I'm glad you're back in school now because that's more listeners for us.
It really is.
You would sleep Thank in you. During the summer, so welcome back.
Has everybody been listening for the past half hour, Mom, you and Carson?
Yes.
Oh, okay. God.
It's been rough.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Oh, man.
I mean, some stuff has been...
I apologize for what Paige said.
He learned a lot today.
I apologize for Matt. Yeah. That boy.
Oh, wow.
It's okay.
Yeah, no,
he doesn't put two and two together most of the time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's neither do I, generally speaking. let's make what's Carson, what right now, what if he's like when you're like your mom's age or dad's age or whatever, like what do you want to do for a job?
Yeah, officer.
Be an officer, like a police officer?
Yeah.
Nice.
Heck yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. My grandson wants to be a fireman.
Which
so,
one?
Well, the other one can't talk yet, so we'll ask him, but he wants to be a fireman. Maybe he wants to be a... That sounds like a fire truck right there. You're right. That was really good.
It's Pizza Friday, buddy.
Oh, is it Pizza Friday?
Yes,
well, we
sir.
Don't know if they celebrate that.
Oh, they should. If they don't anymore, wherever you go to school... It should be Pizza Friday.
Yeah.
I only went to school on Fridays because of the pizza.
That's not true. That. But Carson, what I said about staying in school, you know, Fat Boy, the other voice here, the male voice, he dropped out of school.
I quit.
You know? He dropped out of school. And
you don't want to quit.
His son called him a loser behind his back.
I had to quit to support the family.
Yeah, he did.
But don't quit.
Don't do it. Stay in school. And Mom.
You go to school too, Mom.
Mom.
How about that?
Mom, are you working?
No, he has a younger sister that I stay home.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Enjoy that. Well, Carson,
Mom's got a full load.
Does Carson want to give a shout out to his little sister?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. Tell him about your sister.
He plays in claws now.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, no. nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Stands up a little bit more.
What's
nice.
Her name?
Her name is Ella.
Ella. Oh, very pretty. Sweet. All right, Carson. Your mom has great taste in radio. She really does. So be proud of that, Carson.
Carson, don't you slip up and say any bad words either, bud.
No. No, sir. None are said here. We practice that. So.
I don't want to hear him cuss now.
No, that's right. Like you don't want to ask a kid, hey, what's your favorite cuss word? Like, yeah, they don't want to do that.
Carson, Ella, and Mom, what is your name?
Carson, Ella, and Caitlin.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you.
Very good. All right. Well, Carson. I don't know.
Two out of three ain't bad, as me and Loaf would say.
I was hoping he'd say, I don't like my sister. But he seems to.
I was hoping
we have one of those crazy moments. All right. All right, Mom.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. I was hoping for that moment where he was going to say,
she's still there?
I don't like my sister. It's all about my sister now.
I was hoping he'd say, what's up, bitch? Just a mild one, you know, to get going.
At first,
what's up, Rise, bitch?
At first, you know, he sounded like, well, I don't know, this is all right to say. At first, it sounded like Lil Bill from the cartoon. No, not Mr. Bill.
Oh. The wrong one?
Lil Bill.
Which one you'd squeeze the hell out of? Is that one?
Mr. Bill.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige. What?
Well, one night is going to be exciting. One night only on the Power Up Tour. Because the Foo Fighters are going to open up for AC/DC. That's going to be a power charge.
Oh, where are they going to open up?
In September 8th in St. Louis.
That's too far.
It really is.
I mean, really outside of, you know, Charlotte, Atlanta.
So the Pretty Reckless have bowed out for that date. And
probably sold more tickets.
We don't know why. Maybe. Yeah. Something happened.
I imagine it's sold more when they dropped off.
You were saying that earlier. I saw AC/DC on the Stiff Upper Lip tour at the Well, and that was, God, probably 20 years ago now. And they were old as mud then. But they still, like, Angus, I tell you, the only thing changed about him is the wrinkles and the hair color. Everything else the same. Yeah. The performance still the same, which is good. You know, he's maintained it somehow. Sold a soul to the devil for whatever reason. Always wore them horns, Matthew. Highway to hell.
They hold up his halo.
So Dave Grohl is very excited.
I remember that. Is he?
Yeah. He has a lengthy Insta post, and he talks about how life-changing it was to discover AC/DC as a kid in 1980.
He's just being nice.
I don't know. I loved Highway to Hell.
Well, I bet. I know why. It's one of your favorite lyrics in that song.
I played all the time for my mom.
It was one of Jasper's favorite songs, which, like, my mom would despise. Like,
and my niece, she was very colicky, and if you play AC/DC, like some sort of song like that, she'd go to sleep in the back of the car.
Because you'd just play the first 30 seconds of Highway to Hell and put it on repeat.
What was the song that a friend of ours sent a picture or a video of his daughter dancing to recently? Not in a provocative, but just a fun kid dance.
I think it was the first 30 seconds of Highway to Hell.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Oh my God, I think
they use it in, like, Minions or one of the movies. Not really? Maybe not Highway to Hell, but an AC/DC
song.
AC/DC song.
Yeah. Yeah. It was almost called Season Ticket on a One-Way Ride.
Right.
But they're like, you know what? We'll just call it Highway to Hell.
Yeah. Okay. Because, like, even Shazam's like, what did it say?
Oh, yeah. Try to sing that one to Shazam and you'll...
You've been!
Thunderstruck.
Oh, I got another breaking story.
Paige wins the grand prize.
Thank you.
I'm on a highway to...
Heck.
Dirty what done cheap?
Dirty sheets.
I always thought, what did I had to miss her lyric with that, and I can't remember what it was now.
Dirty Dudes Down There and Cheap.
Yeah, oh. That song.
That would be your.
There's another dildo last night at a WNBA game.
Let me check my prediction. Was it green?
It was green.
Is it dark or lime green? Is what
lime.
I mean.
Oh. Well, yeah, it's like a electric green.
Now they try to do everything they can to not show it. Angel Reese saw who launched it from the stands, but they don't show who threw it.
Launched it.
And they try to immediately cover it with a towel, but Cam Brink kicked it right when they put the towel on it, so you see it shoot across the floor. But I'm thinking, like, why would she kick it? What if she just, like, picked it up and started, like playing with it and making jokes? Like, hey, look at me.
I'm going to bring one in and throw
it at you. Started hitting herself in the chest with it or something?
Let's get pumped up.
Whatever that move is.
What if she threw it? Because it had a suction cup. What if she just threw it on the backboard and it's just hanging there?
What if she shot a three with it and it went in? Would that count?
What if you smack it when you do a layup, you get an extra point?
What if Sophie Cunningham was there, grabbed and started pointing at people with it? It's her thing. She points at people.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, dang it.
God, there's a great...
I think I have like two green ones from Melissa.
I think Ibuki saw it, she'll start puking.
Donate them to the cause.
Yeah. Ibuki would prefer a different...
Hang on a second. There's no rehoming dildos program, is there?
I don't think...
For the holidays? sex toys for something that rhymes with tots. Thank you.
I'll be here till 9:51. Why not do it for pocket blankies?
Why not?
You might as well.
Good morning, Carson.
We got some used balls. Play with it again.
You know, eventually mom's going to say, all right, I do need to change the channel now.
All right. That was your last call to that show, Carson.
Yeah. Nah, Carson's cool.
He's going to go to school at 6 years old and say dildo.
So what movie just became the
highest? It's a place in Newfoundland. Let them know.
Highest grossing R-rated movie of all time.
It's a historical figure. He was an Italian.
It is. It's a place in Newfoundland. It's like up there at Cumberland Plaza.
Giuseppe Dildo.
Yeah. Dildo, Newfoundland. Yes.
He had a mushroom farm he discovered in our country. Giuseppe Dildo from, I think he was from Napolitano.
I'm trying to move on.
Back to the story.
Look.
I'm sorry, Carson.
Carol at Cogdale working his bits a little bit here and there.
And you keep going on. So are you?
We're Jack Roper trying to do magic tricks, and you over here trying to do news.
I mean, damn. Heidelberg lets Jack do his magic.
I'm about to make this fist disappear.
Yeah, you are. That boy.
Speaking of that,
come here, boy.
God. I'm sorry. I'm trying to clean it up. I'm sorry, Caitlin. All right, so. The Odyssey just became the highest-grossing R-rated movie of all time. It surpasses Deadpool and Wolverine, which has a scene where the title character, the characters fight inside a Honda Odyssey minivan.
I mean, there should be distinctions. Like, Odyssey was a good movie, but, like, they're not the same. It's going to make more, I think, because it was, like, a serious piece.
I'm going to be the broken record that I always am when it comes to this. This means nothing now. It's like when WrestleMania last year was the highest grossing WrestleMania of all time. Because
I can't even remember who was.
Stuff costs more now. It only makes sense. A movie that came out in 1980 that cost $3 to go see, if a million people went and see it, only made $3 million.
You have to account for inflation.
You absolutely do. Yeah. So those numbers matching up, it's still, I bet you Gone with the Wind, well, it's not R-rated, but like whatever.
Was it not?
No.
I thought it was.
Give a damn.
Yeah, he cussed a couple times.
Yeah, but I think it was under some kind of... They said a couple words in there.
Frankly, my dear.
He said, don't call me Frankly.
I don't give a damn.
You're doing it like damn Jeopardy now.
Yeah, I do it with the accent he had. Come on. Put some passion into it.
Do it like Butterfly McQueen.
Mm-hmm. So no Ryan, to Steve. Ryan Reynolds posted a video with clips from both movies and said, today. Quote, congratulations to the entire cast and crew of The Odyssey for becoming the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time. That is one hell of a car.
Again.
You're trying to say the R word?
It means nothing. I mean, it means something, but it's...
I mean, okay. Like, I saw that Tom Holland's getting a ton of money off of the back end points for this Spider-Man. But they already gave him $20 million to do it.
See, man, getting a movie or getting in the Marvel Universe or DC Universe...
is a nice ticket.
Hey, dude, for like forever. Like, yes. Even if you just get in one, you are going to be doing them conventions for life.
Yeah.
People will pay $50 to take a picture with you just because you were in that universe, even for a blip of a moment.
And his wife, you know, Zendaya has already done Dune and all that stuff. So, she, you know, they make us a bank together.
Zendaya.
What did you call it?
One of those.
Zendaya.
The stupid Dune movie where they fight, or bald people fight over cinema.
You know, I fell asleep watching that.
What is, besides that and Spider-Man, what else has MJ done? Or Zendaya?
Well, she's in Odyssey. Actually, a cool little twist what they did with her character. She's not in it for real long, but she's in it. She's good, but you know.
Yeah. I will wait for that.
She came out through the Disney Channel, so she had money making those Disney shows. I forget which one it was, but
yeah.
Of course, Euphoria. That probably blew her up. Not a redeemable character, but you know, still.
That's another one, though. Like, you know, they're saying like the people on that show. That's the one with Sweeney.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's the one they're saying like they'll be able to negotiate like Friends did.
Well, the show's over.
Yeah,
because their careers just got massive.
It ended.
It's really?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I'm thinking of a different show then.
Were you thinking of Sweet on Seven?
No, there's a show now where they're saying this cast is so popular, this show is so popular, they will be able to negotiate.
Like, a network show?
Yeah, or maybe. I don't know what shows are on what stations anymore.
It's hard for those shows to get bigger now to where they would command that much money. Are you talking about Flim Flam, a Job Box?
You talking about Shazam Love show. Island?
You just made me think of that. What was the Bobby Moynihan bit?
Oh, Slappy Pappy.
Slappy Pappy.
What?
Slappy Pappy.
Slappy Pappy.
No, are you talking about Ass Dan?
Ass Dan.
His brother was Butt Dave. They both died instantly.
Stop. Ass Dan and Butt Dave.
What is that on?
Ass and Butt.
Is that on Netflix?
That's on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, God.
Oh, Peacock, Paige.
Paige, you took my brain earlier and just like blanked it sideways so many times.
She curb stomped mine earlier.
She asked us if we knew somebody. Like, yeah, we know that person. Well, that ended up not being the person we thought she was talking about.
But she kept talking about the person she was talking about. Then we didn't know who she was talking about.
Because she said the wrong name. She had to describe the association. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, we know that person, and that's not the right name.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God. Take her panties and
she's not
string them
any.
Up somewhere. She did say that, actually.
Just what she said earlier. You
got
no
panties on? No.
No, you said you're wearing black. I was off the air.
Black lace panties, so.
Oh.
Hey, you're not supposed to tell us.
Yeah. I think all panties matter.
We were going to guess
all
later.
Panties do matter.
Oh, it's too low. The pods messed up.
I put it in the wrong one. It's just turned down.
No.
I ain't got no panties on. Ain't got no panties on.
It's messed up.
Stay in school, Carson.
Things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Fantasy football season is back, baby. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. So listen and follow Fantasy Football Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts.